Is that okay? Mobile.
Is that okay?
ACR and 4ZLK. Merry Christmas, Terry. How are you?
You're good with the call signs, I give you that. Well, right now I've got some sort of head cold and the wife's sick, but other than that, okay.
It's a lot going around. Everybody in my family's had something except for me so far. So, and they've gotten over it within the last couple of weeks, so maybe I won't. I hope you feel better. I'm sure you didn't take any time off work, did you?
And how would I do that?
Out of work, and Beth said, shouldn't you stay home? I said, well, they tell us we can't take time off, and besides, I can be miserable at home, or I can be miserable at work and get paid.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, yeah. But when I had COVID, how many ever years ago that was, I sat in my recliner upstairs by myself in dispatch.
Player.
I think it's called stupid.
And they made me stay home, and I never got it. I stayed home for 10 days, took care of her, slept in the same bed, sat on the couch, never got it. I think I had it. Well, I had something early on that took me a couple months to get over before they knew what it was back in December of 2019.
Yeah, well, the last I heard from her, we were going to ask the kids that are out of town in particular to just do it on Saturday instead of Thursday, assuming things are better, but we'll see.
Better. Let me jump out real quick and throw some stuff in the trash. I'll be back. N4ZLK. ZLK.
4ACR. I was thinking this morning, I almost said something. You were talking to Matthew about staying working. I don't know if I told you this or not, but I've got a guy that works over in Spartanburg on a little mail route. He's 91 years old. Comes in every day.
Power to him. I would love to be able to do that at that age, but I don't want to have to or want to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's the sad part. And, I mean, you know, I don't want to say anything to him because, I mean, he probably wouldn't last long if I told him he couldn't do this anymore. And we don't have any trouble with him, but I'm sure there's going to come a point.
People who just, they'd rather work than anything else, and they don't care. They'll just work until, goodness, there was a story about a UPS driver, and he was in the brown package car, not the big trucks, and he was in his 80s, maybe upper 80s when he finally retired. He wanted to work. That's all he wanted to do.
Spartanburg Post Office is about the same age that's still delivering a mail route, but I mean, that's the thing. I mean, he has nothing else to do, which is sad, of course, but, you know, if he stayed home all the time, he probably wouldn't last long.
Right, and I understand if you don't have any, you know, if I was all alone, didn't have any family, I'd probably do, wouldn't be as bad, but I got too many people I want to see, you know, too many kids, and well, not too many kids. I don't have too many kids. They're probably listening. They may take offense at that.
Yeah, you got about the same number I got.
Hours tomorrow, everybody's coming over. Got my rib roast all prepped and ready to go, seasoned, and sitting in the refrigerator, ready to pull out and throw it on the grill tomorrow. I think that's the best part.
Well, that sounds good. I don't know what she was going to fix, but like I say, she's not fixed anything yet. But she usually fixes a ton of stuff.
That's been cooking all day and working on stuff and making me work on stuff while she's cooking, you know. But it could be worse. I could be just now coming home from, well, shoot, no, I'd still be working. I'd still have a couple hours to go.
Yeah, did they have somebody in-house that took over your route, or did they have to get somebody else?
They promoted one of the package car drivers. They put a list up, and they trained them, and they moved right into it.
So they basically train them to drive that and get that license.
It has its own school. And in fact, the guy that trained me retired end of October. He's about the same age as me, and he'd been doing it for a while, and he was my supervisor.
Yeah, I wondered about that. The girl down there at Harness was talking to me something about the UPS driver. Somebody couldn't back into the dock the first time. And I said, was his name Shane? And she said, no, I don't think so.
You probably weren't talking to Candy because I think she'd remember me. Depending on which dock they were in. But, yeah, when you're new, especially if you've never backed a trailer, some of those guys come in, they've never even pulled a trailer, you know, a little landscaping trailer or anything.
Oh, yeah, I have trouble doing that. I mean, just because I never have. I mean, I have one. Take lawnmower to the shop, but as far as being good at it, I've never done it enough to get good. But anyway, yeah, I don't know who she was talking about, and I don't know what her name is. I mean, but she was on Dock 5 that day.
For what dock number I went to, I never paid attention to the numbers. I just knew where I had to go. I had delivered at one and picked up at another. But yeah, the longer the trailer, the easier it is to back up. You probably know that because it doesn't get away from you as quickly.
Yeah, I had a guy that I used to go to church with, and he was a militant guy. And he had one of those, I don't know if it was the Airstream, one of those big long trailers. And he was talking about how he could back that up a whole lot better than I could back up a little trailer. And he pulled it with a Suburban, so the whole thing was pretty long. But yeah, that's Dock 5 and 6 where I saw you that day.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. Well, maybe she forgot me already. Well, not just her, but there was Mark and Michael and Candy. They worked there at the receiving dock.
Yeah, well, and I don't go down there that much. They had a problem with one of the other docks, and then where they were making us unload at that dock that particular couple of days. So, I mean, she was nice, but I was just aggravating her about I hadn't been in a truck lately, and I'm surprised how straight I got it. She was talking about that, and I said, yeah, I've seen people that drive those things from Michigan down here and then came back into a dock.
When I first learned, when they put me out on the road, I was going to Atlanta. And, you know, you just go straight down the road. And I did nights for maybe 6 months to a year, and then I came back to days. And I learned really quick how to dock. I learned it was easier or better for me. I thought better training driving around town and backing up the docks than it was just going down the interstate, because you got more practice at everything.
Well, that was my point. Years ago, we used to deliver to Spartanburg Steel Products in Spartanburg, of course. And they have these trucks that bring steel in from Michigan. And, I mean, it'd take them 25 times to back it into the dock. And then you'd have somebody like Southeastern Overnight, UPS, somebody like that does it all the time, back in the first time.
Okay, yeah, if you just drive straight forward, you know, don't dock much, you know, once every few days, you don't get as much practice. And I remember you making a comment the first time I met you when I backed in. I think you said something about it.
You need to be given accomplished remarks.
Because I do the best was when I was talking on the phone with it, you know, my earpiece, of course, and not paying attention. But if I was trying to do it, I would mess up. And you mentioned Southeastern. Those guys are good. They all can back, it seems like. Anyway, I'm in the driveway. Terry, you have a good day. Hope you and your wife feel better, and Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for the shout. We'll talk to you later. KR4ACR, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, KR4ACR, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and have a good evening.
ZLK, KR4, TTW.
4ZLK.
Jim, railroad. You get them ribs.
And already got them prepped and in the refrigerator, ready to go for tomorrow.
I picked up the steaks. I looked at price, and it's been a while since I picked them up. It's changed.
Okay. And forget that I said tomorrow. I wasn't going to say when it was going to happen, and I'm not going to tell the time.
Get her on you now. I'm about to find your house now. So I'll be over about lunch.
We'd have to feed you, so. All right, I'm going to run in the house. Talk to you later. Merry Christmas. N4ZLK.
N4ZLK. KR4ETW, clear.
WKE5WLL. Good afternoon, Chuck. Hey, Chuck. This is Leroy, KE5WLL. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Been up on the roadside 26. Come through Landrum, headed home now.
Put up that way.
A friend of mine, him and his brother live up there, and they went up there to check the deer stands and stuff.
All right, I'll let you go. I just heard you in there talking, so you have a good night. We'll talk to you later if I don't see you beforehand or talk to you before. Merry Christmas. Okay, bye, WLF.
Okay, Leroy, I appreciate it. Same back at you. Yeah, I might get on the net after a while and see how it goes. But we'll talk later. Merry Christmas, y'all. KR480.